way to inner excellence. Cleanse the soul from pride and sin. True excellence begins within. Pathway to inner excellence.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is wonderfully reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutation, salawat, salam 50 times upon me daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu alal habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba khushamdeed, welcome once again to our series, The Pathway to Inner Excellence. Alhamdulillah, in this series we are trying to cover everyone makes sure that their appearance, physical appearance is excellent. You know, they want to look handsome, they want to look smart, they want to look beautiful, they want to make sure they have the best clothes. But in this series, we are learning how to make our inner self handsome, how to make our inner self beautiful, how to make our inner self gorgeous, you know, and all the lovely words you can think about. So inshallah, that's what we are trying to discuss. And previously, we have been discussing some wonderful topics regarding tazkiyah, self-purification. We discussed about tawakkul, we discussed about our purpose in life, what's our purpose of creation. And all of this actually evolves around self-purification and inner excellence. Alhamdulillah. Today inshallah, Azza wa Jal, our focal point is going to be sabr, patience. And sabr doesn't mean sitting quietly, no. Sabr means that a person is bleeding inside, a person is bleeding from within, a person is hurt, and still he says, Alhamdulillah, this is sabr, this is patience. In other words, a person is broken, but a person does not leave the court of Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll discuss what real sabr looks like and how can we practice real sabr and real patience. Keep in mind that there are three categories of sabr. You know, many people can differ on this and can have their own opinions in that, but I'm just giving you a breakdown. There are three categories of sabr which you must keep in front of you. Number one is sabr in hardship. That's the most famous one which everyone knows about. You're going through a difficult time, some hardship, some calamities, some problems. You have sabr. That's one. Number two, sabr in obedience, in ita'at. You have to perform the Fajr Salah, but it's cold outside. So removing that blanket, going and making the wudu, then coming on the musalla and performing Salah, it's difficult. But you have to have the sabr at that time, the patience. So it's sabr in obedience, sabr in ita'at, in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. From the morning you haven't eaten anything since sehri time. And iftar is still 6-5 hours later. You're hungry, you're thirsty. What must you do at that time? No, you're obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have sabr, have patience. You're going for Hajj. May Allah take all of us, inshallah, with our parents, with our Murshid-e Kareem. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. It's hot. No, you're sweating, you're perspiring. You don't have the luxury of your home. You don't have your bed. You're sleeping on the floor. You're sleeping with stones. It's hot. It's lots of things, you know. But what do? You have sabr because you are in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing we learned is sabr at the time of hardship. Number two, sabr in ita'at, in obedience. And number three, sabr in avoiding sin. Yes, that's also sabr. Your heart is telling you, you must do this wrong thing today. And you say, no, I'm going to have patience, I'm going to control myself. What is that? That is sabr in avoiding sin. In avoiding the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, avoiding the disobedience of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So these are three basically fat or big categories are kept in front of you. And obviously, the more you expand it, the more types, the more understanding you will have. So we need to have sabr in all three things. Sabr is not only the first category in a hardship. No. Itaat, refraining from disobedience, that is also where sabr needs to play its role. And if you can do all three things perfectly, wonderfully, then Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Allah ma'as sabireen. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the sabireen, those who have patience. Allah Ta'ala is with you. Allah Ta'ala, the support is going to come from the court of Allah. The help is going to come from the court of Allah. The power, the ability, the tawfiq is going to come from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, sabr is not weakness, no. Sabr is strength. It is spiritual strength. Sabr is actually building you from within. Sabr is actually cleaning you from within. Sabr is actually preparing you from within for those things which you maybe think you are not capable of handling. But when you have sabr, Allah grants you the ability and tawfiq of handling those things which were beyond your capability and capacity once upon a time. So this is something which you must keep in mind. What is sabr? And the different types of sabr I just kept in front of you. Remember, we're going through this quickly. If you have to go in detail, then sabr is a topic we can speak an entire series only on sabr. Alright, now we have the Quran, we have the Hadith, we have the lives of the Prophet alayhi wasalam, the lives of the Sahaba ikram, Tabi'in, the Buzurgadin, Awliya ikram, lessons, what to do, what not to do. There's so many things that we're just touching the main things and giving you the main points. So you must work on it and, you know, then inshallah carry on. We must keep this in mind that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us. Allah ta'ala is Qadir Mutlaq. Allah Ta'ala does what He wills. Nobody can question Him. Nobody can, you know, go against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is the reason Allah Ta'ala tests us? There's many reasons, many wisdoms, millions of wisdoms which we can never understand. But a few points we must keep in mind. Number one, the reason why we are going through the test is actually to clean our sins. When you have sabr, and you link it with shukr, you're thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, what is happening? That is actually your sins being removed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, we come to the narrations and the words of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, summary of which is that even if a thorn pricks someone, right, then that becomes a kafara, an atonement for your sins. The difficulties, the hardships you are going through, it's actually a kafara, an atonement for your sins and for the wrong things which you have done in the past. So take it as a blessing, the trial and test you are going through. Number two, Allah Ta'ala tests you to elevate your ranks. Your maqam, your status must be high in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, Allah Ta'ala is teaching you lessons. These are life lessons. And many a times, you know, you need to fumble. You need to fall, you need to make a mistake to get a lesson. Then you remember that lesson for your entire life. You will think that, you know, I did this at that time and zindagi bhar nahi bhulunga. For my entire life, I'm not going to forget it. You know, some lessons you need to make a mistake, you need to fall. So that is coming from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach you a lesson in life. Number four, to take us away from this world and bring us closer to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testing us? There is a reason. Allah ta'ala wants you to keep the reality of this world in front of you. That nothing is going to be with you, nothing is going to stay with you forever. These trials, these tests you are going through, sometimes you lose your wealth, sometimes you lose your children, sometimes you lose your family members, sometimes you lose your health, whatever the case is. It's a lesson that all of these things are not going to remain with you forever. So cut off from these things. Don't be so involved in these things that you are forgetting the one who created everything, which is Allah, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the reason why Allah Ta'ala is testing you is to detach you from this world and bring you closer to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another wonderful reason is so the heart can be soft. Person goes to difficulties, he cries, he goes in the court of Allah, he makes dua. What happens is his heart becomes soft. His heart opens up. His heart becomes filled with the mercy and the blessings from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alright? These are just few reasons we kept in front of you. Besides this, I told you there are millions of wisdom which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows. But these are few things you must keep in mind why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us. So basically your trial, your difficulty, your pain which you are going through, it's not a punishment, it's a blessing in disguise. Something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is basically purifying you. Allah ta'ala is removing your sins. Allah ta'ala is granting you the ability to rectify yourself from within. But this pain you are going through, so you can become a better person. So we know what is sabr. We know the different types of sabr. We know why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests a person. How should we respond to test? How should we respond to the trials? That is what we need to discuss now. We discussed previously in this episode of the Pathway to Inner Excellence. Today we are discussing sabr. Discussed what is sabr, different types of sabr. We learned why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us. And now we need to discuss how can a believer respond to the test and the trials from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, very important. Respond by saying Alhamdulillah. You are going through a difficult time, say Alhamdulillah. I thank Allah Ta'ala for whatever He has granted me. You're going through a difficulty, you're going through a problem, something happened to you, say Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala knows what is better for me. He has granted me this. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment we can start doing that, we'll see how sabr will start becoming easy. How we'll start getting the fruits and the blessings of sabr as well. Number two, to not complain to people. Another big problem. What we think is, you know, we complain to everyone. Something happened, we pick up the phone, tell everyone about it. You say, you know, I'm just having sabr. That wasn't sabr. You told everyone about your problems, you complained, you took out all the frustration, and now you say, no, I'm having sabr. No. As-sabru inda sadamatil ula. Sabr needs to be at the time of the first calamity, the first struck. The first strike which comes to you, that is when you need to have sabr, you need to have patience. So number one, we say Alhamdulillah, we respond to every difficulty. Number two, do not complain to people. Number three, increase your dua. You're going through a difficult time, increase your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make Allah Allah, go in the masjid, read your salah, make dua. Allah ta'ala loves this, that normally you are supposed to do all of this, but at least in the time of difficulty, you are turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even this itself is a blessing from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people in difficulties, they turn away from Allah ta'ala ma'adhallah. This is the time where you must turn to Allah ta'ala. Take it as an eye-opener for you. That it's a time for you to turn. It's a wake-up call that you are moving too away, you are moving too far. Come back to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim. Number four, take a lesson. What Allah Ta'ala is telling you, what Allah Ta'ala is teaching you, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, you know, showing you through this trial and difficulty you are going through. The moment you can do that, you will see how Allah Ta'ala will start opening ways for you. Allah Ta'ala will start granting blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start granting you from those places where you have never ever imagined. So this is how you respond to trials. This is how you respond to difficulties and problems which you are going through. Then we also need to discuss the battle of sabr. The inner battle of sabr. So we learned why Allah Ta'ala tests us. We know why, you know, how we can respond. We know what is sabr. We know the different types of sabr. But there is a battle also. You should need to do what yourself to adopt sabr. It's very easy to speak about sabr, but at the time when the problem comes, at that time for you to do many things is necessary for you. And if you cannot do it, then unfortunately you won't be able to do the sabr. You won't be able to have that patience. So what you can do is control your anger. Anger, you know, I read somewhere they said, speak when you are angry. You will make the best speech which you will forever regret. Sometimes you say those things when you are angry, which later on you say, kaash main nahi bolta, kaash main ye nahi karta. If only I wouldn't have done this, I wouldn't have said that. But then the time is too late. The water has already crushed your head. Pani sar se upar chad gaya. Now what are you going to do? Nothing. So, controlling your anger, with that controlling your tongue, complaining, shikayat, telling everyone everything, doing everything, screaming, shouting, wailing, then say, no, I have sabr. That's not sabr. You have just lost the greatest opportunity of having sabr. Control your tongue, control your anger. Very important is not rushing the results. Something happened which you didn't expect. No problem. Again, as we discussed previously regarding tawakkul, trust the process of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something good will happen. You want that everything must be perfect today, then trust me, it's never going to happen. You are also going to be disappointed and nothing is going to go in your way. But trust the process. You had a problem today, no problem. You have sabr, Allah Ta'ala will make something better for you. You went through a difficult situation, Allah Ta'ala wanted it to be this way, Allah Ta'ala knows better. Have sabr, Allah Ta'ala will open your ways for you. So don't rush the results. It takes time. Some things happen gradually. Sometimes you wait for years just for something to come true. And when it comes, then subhanAllah, you look back and you say that, you know, all these years I spent, and today I'm enjoying the fruit. But if all those years you spent in complain, how are you enjoying this fruit? With which mouth are you enjoying this fruit today? So here are some very important things you need to keep in your mind. That this battle which is within yourself, related to sabr, how you can fight sabr, you need to keep all of these points in front of you. And then, obviously, we need to come towards the practical ways of building sabr, of displaying sabr. Number one, practically how we are going to fight sabr. You can see, we learn the ways, what we need to do, that we are going to do. But now, practical ways in which we can build our sabr, slowly. Slow your reaction. Whenever anything happens, don't react immediately. Take time, be calm, and then react, and then do something which will be better for the situation, not something which will make the situation worse. Number two, something happens, take a deep breath and recall the ayah of the Holy Quran where Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Allah ma'as sabreen, Allah Ta'ala is with the ones who are patient. Right? So recall that and control yourself whenever there's a problem. Inshallah, you will pass through that. This is how you can display sabr and patience. Reduce your drama. Do not exaggerate your problems. Sometimes it's a big problem. The problem is so small. You know, in Urdu we say, Rai ka pahar banana. Making something so small, a mountain out of a molehill. So don't exaggerate your problems. Think, know what your problem is, look for the solution, tackle the problem, find the solution, and solve the problem. You're going to exaggerate, you're going to make a fuss, you're going to pull in, you're going to throw a tantrum, then everything is going to happen, but the solution is not going to come, and sabr is not going to come. Number four, very important, avoid negativity. Negative people, stay away from them, they're not good. They are going to destroy your ability of having sabr and patience. Because they always are people who will try and push you to react. They are always people who will try and push you, who will compare you to others, who will taunt you, who will do everything to make sure you are going through the worst time in your life. Your job is to avoid negative people, remain with positive people only and always. Number five, remember death. Death is such a beautiful thing if you remember it. It solves you and takes you away from so many problems. When you remember death, you know that eventually I'm going to leave this world. This world is not forever. I am not forever. My problems are not forever. When you think about that, inshallah, you will have sabr. My problems are not forever. There will be light at the end of the tunnel. There will be wonders at the end of the day. There will be day after night. The sun will rise after it has set. There will be something better for me. Inshallah, Allah has planned something better for me. So remember death, and through death, remember your problem is not going to remain forever. As you are not going to remain forever, your problem is also not going to remain forever. These are just few things we kept in front of you. Alright, and then we have, if you come to the lives of the great personalities, Sayyida Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha, we look at her life, that, you know, she knew that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that if you lose something or you have a calamity, I'm giving you the summary, then you say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and Allah Ta'ala will grant you better than that which you have lost. Then she says that when my husband passed away, Sayyidina Abu Salama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so, you know, she thought to herself that, you know, who can be better than Abu Salma? But at the same time, she had the words of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you have sabr, you have patience, and you say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The summary I'm giving to you, Allah Ta'ala will grant you something better. And that's what she did, to the extent that the proposal came from the house of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then she made nikah to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she became Ummul Mu'mineen. So at one point in her mind, the thought was that who can be better than Abu Salama? Then she realized that the words of the beloved Rasulullah so true, that Allah Ta'ala granted me someone better than Abu Salma. In fact, the best person, the best of the entire creation of Allah, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which better husband, which greater husband, which more loving and more and kinder husband can I get than the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So this is how we learn sabr from Sayyidah Umm Salma. You have sabr, you trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you control everything, you control yourself, and then you see how Allah ta'ala opens ways for you and grants you better than that which you have lost, better than that which you are going through. At the end we make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to adopt sabr, patience for the sake of Allah ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala fill our hearts with sabr. May Allah ta'ala make our difficulties a means of us getting closer to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah make sabr easy for us in every difficulty, every trial. Ameen. At the same time, we make dua across the globe, wherever people are suffering, people are going through difficult times. May Allah remove everyone suffering, all those who are sick. May Allah grant all of them shifa. All those who are, we have the desire of going to the beautiful city of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah take all of us, inshallah, with our parents, with our Murshid Kareem, for Hajj, for Umrah. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. Remember, instill the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart, in your mind. This love of the beloved Rasul is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love. By Allah, you have everything. You lose this love. By Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you, inshallah, in our coming episodes. Till then, be positive, think positive. Stay positive, remain positive. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Pathway to inner excellence cleans the soul from pride and sins. True excellence begins within. Pathway to inner excellence